And you know, whether you're going through great seasons, whether everything is just going well and you're achieving what you want to achieve, you know, whether your studies are going well, whether you're getting promoted at work, family, everything is going great, or even if it feels like everything is falling apart, we still have that hope that one day we're going to see him face to face. He's going to wipe every tear from our eyes. He's going to restore everything that has been stolen. And that's a good hope to look forward to. But on this side of eternity, there's that invitation we spoke about earlier as well. An invitation to see him. The Father, the God of the universe, is inviting us to see him. Paul speaks about it in, I think, 1 Corinthians. No, sorry, in Ephesians 1, actually. When he's praying for the Ephesian church, he says, I pray that your eyes would be opened, that the Spirit of truth would open the eyes of your understanding, would open the eyes of your heart. So all of us, we have our natural eyes, and one day we're going to see God with our natural eyes. But here, right now, God is wanting to open our spiritual eyes. And if you've experienced God saving you and setting you free, you would have experienced this. You would have encountered this. You know, when everything seemed dead before, you know, it was just dead religion. I could open the Bible, I could read it, but it didn't make any sense to me. People could speak about the things of God, but it didn't mean anything to me. But when the Spirit comes and opens your eyes, suddenly there's life. Suddenly you can see. Suddenly you can understand. Suddenly you have hope. So there's this awesome invitation to see God. But at the same time, would you agree with me that we live in a distracted world? We live in a busy world where there are so many voices, so many things fighting for our attention, fighting for our affection, fighting for that place of worship in our hearts. That place of honor that should belong to Christ alone. And yet we find our attention so divided. You know, we wake up in the mornings and the day just lies ahead of us, and all we're thinking about is what's happening today. We come home in the evening, all we're thinking about is another day that we got through. We distract ourselves, we numb ourselves with so many inputs, you know, so many stimuli that are just, whether it's social media, whether it's, you know, series, we try and find places of comfort. We try and distract ourselves. We numb ourselves. And we take that state of distraction into the presence of God. And we forget what it is to be like this morning, just to wait on him. And that's what I'm sensing God is wanting us to do this morning, is just to corporately wait on him, collectively wait on him. It's sometimes a bit awkward if there's silence in church, if there's not somebody filling that silence the whole time. But before the service, I had this image of this massive rock standing in front of some of us, and we've been pushing against that rock. We've been trying so hard in our own strength to move this thing that just feels immovable. It feels like we're getting nowhere, there's no momentum. And God is wanting to come in this place of brokenness, in this place of surrender. He's wanting to move that rock from us. He's wanting to bring healing and to bring deliverance this morning. And it happens as we wait on him, as we become still before him, as we become present to him. And it's not just about here in church, because when we leave here this morning, when the music's finished or the cables are packed away, we're in our cars, we're on our way home, then the distractions come again. Those things that are fighting for our attention and for our affection. Are we going to give God that place in our hearts and in our lives that only he deserves? So I'm just going to pray for us, and then we can maybe stop the music for a while and just sit in God's presence. I believe it's in these times of silence that we realize just how busy our minds are and how distracted we are and how much we're struggling and striving, how much we feel we need to prove ourselves to God. We need to bring our, you know, we need to earn our salvation. And I just sense that God is really wanting to come and speak some truth into our hearts this morning. Specifically around our identity. The fact that He is a Father and we are His sons. Sons for the ladies as well, you know, sons in the biblical context. Because in Romans 8 it says, you haven't received a spirit of fear for slavery, but the spirit of adoption. The Holy Spirit who cries out in our hearts, Abba, Father. And somewhere over the process of making this album, God just dropped this phrase in my heart of James, worship like a son. And I really want to encourage us with this morning. Worship like a son. Because if I had to take a moment to ask each one of you, just tell me about yourself, you know. Who are you? I think so many times we start with, yeah, this is what I do for a living. This is where I live. This is my culture. I'm Afrikaans or English or whatever. We start with our achievements, what we've achieved, the degrees we have. And yet we don't come into God's presence with all of that stuff. We don't come into His presence as engineers or doctors or mothers or teachers or whatever. We come into His presence as sons. It's the only way we can enter His presence. It's because He has adopted us. He's made us His sons. And the most powerful thing about that is a son doesn't wonder if he's welcome in his father's presence. I'll say that again. A son doesn't wonder if he's welcome in his father's presence. And yet so many times we hold back. We don't draw near to God because we're unsure if we're welcome in his presence. But I really believe God is wanting to establish sonship, to come and speak that truth into your heart. That God would reveal any lie that we are believing about ourselves and about Him, about His nature, about His character. Because it's difficult. Many of us have very imperfect earthly fathers and we project that onto God. And God is nothing like our earthly fathers. He is perfect. In all of His ways, He is perfect. And He wants to say to us this morning, you are loved. You are accepted, not based on what you have done, based on what Jesus has done for you. And we're going to sing a song now called Holy. It's one of the songs on the album. And for me, it describes this place of surrender and worshiping like a son so well. There's a verse in it that says, no longer striving, in grace now abiding, we surrendered at your feet. We're not trying to prove ourselves to God. We're abiding in His grace. We're living in His grace. In John chapter 15, Jesus speaks about how He's the vine, we are the branches. We can do nothing apart from Him. Anything we do, everything we've ever done that is worth anything has only been because He's done it in us and through us. It's nothing we've done ourselves. We cannot bear fruit on our own. But He's inviting us to abide in that place of grace and to surrender. There's an invitation for us to surrender this morning. So I want to encourage you as we sing this song. Maybe you, just now when we were silent, maybe your mind was everywhere. And you need to just take a moment to be on your knees before God and say, God, I just consecrate my mind before You. I'm so distracted. My thoughts are everywhere. I want to learn to be present to You. And maybe you're here this morning and you feel unworthy in the presence of God. And God wants to give you a revelation of just how powerful the blood of Jesus is. If you think you're too far from God, then you don't understand just how great the grace of God is. Just how perfect His blood is that washes us clean. None of us is too far from God. None of us are meant to be kept at a distance from Him, but He invites us to draw near to Him. And He wants to make us holy, as He is holy. As we surrender, He makes us holy to stand in His presence. So, if you feel free to stand with us and sing, if you just want to sit and listen, sit and listen. If you want to kneel, kneel. But let's respond to what God is busy speaking to us this morning. If you want to stand, you can stand.
You, Lord, are beautiful. And I am a child of God, as I'm no longer a slave to fear. And I am a child of God, let's declare it this morning. As I'm no longer a slave to fear, because I am a child.
Oh,